a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Ewing?
Here.
Kirkaby?
Here.
Amdahl?
Here.
Otten?
Here.
Wilkie?
Here.
Monroe?
Here.
Maher?
Here.
There is a quorum.
Have a quorum. Reminder, there really isn't anybody. Nobody, you can turn off your cell phones, but there's hardly anybody in here. So I have Mr. Page. I don't know what your name is. Rob, you want to come forward and introduce yourself? Tell us where you're from, what your future plans are.
I'm Rob Foyles. My hometown is in Brookings, and my future. That's a gray area, but no. Right now, it's go to college for either agronomy or animal science, and go back and help Dad on the farm.
Sure. Well, thanks. Hope you enjoy your time here. So with that, I need a motion to approve the minutes. Motion by Monroe, second by Amdahl. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Minutes are so approved. Just a reminder to everyone that's going to testify to sign in, and handouts will be distributed through the pages. And with that, we go into House Bill 1040, an act to authorize the Department of Revenue to provide lists of licensed boat dealers. Good morning, Ms. Homer.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Deborah Homer, Director of the Division of Motor Vehicles. And I understand they sent this bill to this particular committee because they love lists. So I'm hoping I can convince you this morning that this particular list is a good list that we provide today. And all we want to merely do is to add boat dealers to that list of licensees. As you can see in the bill, we currently have the authority to provide a list of our motor fuel licensees, our boat dealer or our car dealers, manufactured home dealers, and snowmobile dealers. And what we're merely doing is adding to this list boat dealers. These lists are used by businesses, auctions, whether it's in this state or even another state, to verify that these individuals are licensed with the state of South Dakota in good standing and can purchase through auctions. Auctions are restricted a lot of times to only selling to licensed dealers, so they do the verification and they obtain these lists from us in order to do that verification. It's also very useful. We've never had anybody from the public access or asked to have the list, because the lists do cost $100 to purchase. But if an individual wanted to verify if a business was licensed with us and in good standing, we would provide that information to them as well. So this is information that is not taxpayer specific. It's merely the regulatory side of providing information to consumers so that when they deal with the business, they know that business is in good standing. They can be rest assured that we have regulatory authority over them so that if they don't deliver title to an individual, we have the authority to do that as well. So the basis of this bill just is to add boat dealers to the current listing that we're already authorized by law to do. And I would ask for your support of this bill, even though it is lists. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents for House Bill 1040? Seeing none, is there any opponents for House Bill 1040? Seeing none, we'll close the committee questions. Any questions from the committee? How about discussion and or action? Mr. Senator Ewing.
Yes. Mr. Chair, I would make a motion for a due pass on this bill.
All right, we have a due pass motion, seconded by Monroe. Any comments to that motion? Anyone else want to comment on the motion? Yes, sir. Yes, Senator.
You know, I hate to beat a dead horse with a stick here, but I really, regardless of how innocent it is, I do have a problem with keeping lists on law-abiding citizens. And with that said, I won't support this.
Okay. other comments?
Mr. Chairman, I think it would be interesting if the chairman delegated Senator Amdahl to pitch this bill on the Senate floor on a do-pass motion.
Oh. All right. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say nay. And the secretary will call the roll.
Ewing?
Aye.
Kirkaby?
Aye.
Amdahl?
No.
Otten?
Aye.
Welke?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Maher?
Aye.
6 yes, 1 no.
6 yeas, 1 opposed. Motion passes. Senate bill, or House Bill 1040 moves to the floor. We aren't putting this on consent. One of the new guys, Mr. Ewing, you, or Senator Ewing, you had a bill, so, and Mr. Welke, I believe you have a bill today, so we're down to Otten and Amdahl. Who wants to carry their... Senator Otten will carry this bill to the floor and get his feet wet for the first time this session. So, is there anything else to come before the Senate Taxation Committee? Yes, Senator Kirkaby.
If I could just offer you nothing but praise and professionalism for the short duration of the longevity of a very short, easy committee. We're all just humbled and extremely honored to participate in this committee with you.
Wow. The BS is getting deep in here this morning. With that being said, we don't have any bills coming to this committee, so we won't have a meeting on Friday. No meeting Friday, but we will probably have one Monday. I'll work with the secretary, watch the boards, watch the scheduling. My guess is Monday we'll probably have a meeting. I know I have one bill, the Senate Bill 99 is coming before the committee next Wednesday. That's a Van Grippen bill. So that one is scheduled for Wednesday of next week. But as of right now, that's all we have. So, all right, do I have a motion to adjourn? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.